Today is Saturday, September the 16th, 2023. My name is Captain Josh Olive. This is not my last will and testament. This is the place-by-place fishing report featuring Mr. Robert Lukowitz, and we are recording it here in the world headquarters of Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle Boutique in Charlotte Harbor. Robert, how are you feeling today?
Good. How about yourself, Josh?
Yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah, you sound it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. It's good enough for the purpose required, so.
Is that what it is?
How's that? Yeah. What is this? Why does this rattle?
I don't know. It's Frank's desk. I don't mess with it.
Well, it comes apart. Ooh, look, a BB.
Oh, that's a new bobber.
This is a bobber? Oh, I see it now.
It's a bobber
this
that you can adjust the depth.
This is a popping cork that you could adjust the amp. I see it. You could even add more noise to it if you want to.
Okay. You can.
Sorry about the distraction, folks. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're here with the place-by-place fishing report. Let's go ahead and get this thing started. It begins with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver, along with Shell Creek. Robert, what do you know?
There's juvenile tarpon rolling up there, and then there's been some small snook. But overall, it's pretty slow. Not much happening anywhere on the river, really.
The water flow has come down a little bit. We're down to about 7 feet at Arcadia.
That's pretty good. That's actually really good.
But still slow, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
We got it. I think we got another month or better before it starts to perk up.
Hey, but at least some fish are being spotted, so that's better than where we were at.
Yeah, and then, like I said, they're catching a few. Just nothing exciting to write home about, basically. Not enough to justify saying, hey, go up there. But if you live up there and your boat's already up there, it's worth tootling around. Plus, it's beautiful up there anyway.
Dig it. Tell me about the I-75 Bridges area.
Same thing. Not much happening there. Couple of small snook one gentleman got. And then he decided to venture down south because he lives right up there in that Darce Park area. Mm-hmm. So, he always tries to fish it on his way there, you know, going in, coming back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then let's continue down towards Live Oak Point Park.
That's been...
underneath the 41 bridge.
That's been a tiny bit better, but not a lot. It's been a few mangrove snapper, some black drum.
When you say mangrove snapper?
Yeah.
You mean mangrove snaplets?
Yes. Yeah, they're all like 6 to 10 inches. Let's see, one baby bull shark was caught there the other day. There's been some snook there at night, but most of them have been on the small side again. And a few guys have been seeing juvenile tarpon rolling right at sunrise. But, you know, they're juvenile tarpon. They're just there to show themselves and frustrate you for a few minutes. And that's all I got there. Nothing else exciting.
So it has not been stellar, is what you're telling me.
No, not at all. It's actually gotten a little slower this week than it was last week.
Okay.
Unless I go by the one bridge troll up there that catches like 200-pound black drum and 40-pound flounder.
Well, why don't we get him in here? Him do the fishing report.
It would be epic. Breaching bull sharks, eating seagulls flying by. And
wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it happens all the time.
All the time, does it?
All the time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wonder if he ever sees any manta rays up there.
I don't know. Probably.
Ask him about pilot whales.
He's probably hooked them. He's probably landed them. He's talking about like a 60-pound triple tail or something years ago, and it's like, okay, yep, this guy is definitely loves to embellish.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's not even an embellishment. It's a bold-faced lie. Just kind of funny.
Well, then. The Lashley Pier is closed. Bayshore Pier, one of them is open.
Yep, and I've got no reports from there this week.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it happens once in a while.
The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Some small snook. One possibly legal snook. The guy said it was about 28 and a half inches, but he let it go because he didn't want to push the envelope. Plus, he said it was one of those anorexic snook. You know, kind of happens.
Seen them.
Let's see. They did catch a few sandbrim right there around the boat ramp and along the perimeter there going from the boat ramp over to that little sailboat, whatever tie-off place is.
Uh-huh. Right there on the seawall?
Yeah. So, a few fish. Nothing great, but a few fish. But it is funny about snook. I don't understand that, because they are very much like people. You catch one that's 20 inches, and he's a pound. You catch another one that's 20 inches, and he's a pound and three quarters. You know, got shoulders on them.
You get what you get.
Yeah. Just kind of funny how it works out, because it doesn't appear like anything's wrong with the fish. That you would make the assumption that he's skinny for a reason, you know?
Yeah, but you know, those fish do have that jaw architecture that if it gets damaged, it makes it much harder for them to feed.
Right.
So, I've seen some fish that I am 100% sure have damaged or broken jaws that are real skinny. I've seen some fish that are skinny that it's hard to understand why, but, you know, that tendon underneath their throat in the isthmus, if it gets stretched, then they can feed, but their mouth moves a lot slower, so it makes it harder for them to feed. So that's my hypothesis, is that a lot of the fish that we see out there that are skinny are fish that have been handled poorly, and that isthmus is stretched, and they're having a hard time catching food.
Okay. I could see that.
I support that hypothesis with the fact that several of those skinny fish that I've caught, even when they're smaller ones, have been caught on cut bait.
Oh, really?
Which is really easy for them to catch.
Yeah, that's so true.
But if you're a snook and you're forced to be a scavenger instead of a hunter, you may survive, but you're probably not going to be real chubby.
Nope, probably not.
Tell me about the Port Charlotte saltwater and brackish canals.
Sandbrim, Mayan cichlids have been the main things people have been talking about. A lot of small snook and a few black drum. They've also been seeing juvenile tarpon. One gentleman I was just talking to out front a minute ago said that there's a bunch of juvenile tarpon right out there where all the canals intersect right there by the beach complex.
Mm-hmm.
He said every morning there's just juvenile tarpon rolling all over the place.
Yeah, they were in the mouths of several of the canals the other day and around that whole area.
Yeah, so, but they're there just to look at and frustrate you. Since there's no mullet to jump anymore, now they got juvenile tarpon to frustrate you to look at.
Yeah. They might bite something.
Might.
But like I was telling the guy that I took out the other day, you know, you go out there and you see these tarpon. They're going to be here every day for a while. I can't tell you how long a while is going to be, but they're going to be here every day.
Yep.
You come out here and you try to feed them something that you think they might want to eat, something that imitates a small bait fish, maybe a small paddle tail, a small fly, something like that. Go ahead, throw it at them. Chances are you're not going to catch anything today, and you're not going to catch anything tomorrow. But there may come a day where you'll not only catch this one, but then you'll catch the next one, and you'll catch the next one, and you'll catch the next one.
Right.
You might have that day, that one day out of the month, where you go down there and you catch half a dozen.
Right.
And then you come back the next day and you catch two, and you come back the next day and forever after catch nothing.
Right.
But there's a real good chance they will fire up for you
mm-hmm.
at some point. If you're persistent.
Yep.
Can't guarantee it. Can't really guarantee much of anything in fishing.
No, but especially with tarpon fishing.
Yeah.
Baby tarpon fishing.
Well, even adult tarpon fishing can't guarantee anything there.
No, but it's a hell of a lot easier to catch an adult tarpon than it is a juvenile tarpon, I think.
I tend to agree.
Good. That makes it a lot easier.
The Eljabeen Pier.
Eljabeen Pier. Let's see. There's been a few snook there, a couple of legal size fish that I've heard of, lots of juvenile tarpon in the morning right at sunrise. Been a few black drum, but the smaller, like more eating size black drum. And that's about it. I didn't even hear about any peanut snapper or anything like that, just those couple fish.
Where are the black drum at?
They're catching them off, just right off the pier, anywhere it seems like. Nobody was real specific other than they just said they've been catching a few here and there.
So mostly around the pilings, though, is where you expect to find them?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not schooled up and hanging out in open water like the bigger ones do?
No. No, they're definitely around the structure.
Okay.
Very much so.
That was the thing that I wanted you to say.
Oh.
I was trying to lead a horse to water.
Nope.
Sometimes it works out, and sometimes the horse just
drowns.
Doesn't quite understand what you're doing here. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Nothing. Nothing at all. It's been super quiet through there.
We saw a handful of ladyfish. Not many.
Yeah.
But they were not active enough to even bother to cast to.
Gotcha. Well, that's not a bad thing. I know they usually bunch up down there on that top end of the west wall right there, just below Cattle Dock, but haven't done it so far.
Yeah, they were upriver of the 14-foot hole.
Okay.
But they were just so scattered that it didn't seem to make a whole lot of point. There were a few birds out there, so maybe they were going to tighten up later, or maybe they already had been.
Right. It's very possible. Still fun when you can get into them.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw out a plain old jig head. You don't even need a tail on it.
It's also fun when the tarpon get in there and start eating them.
It's much more fun.
South Gulf Cove canals.
Just some tilapia and Mayan cichlids. One of the guys at the Englewood Fishing Club said he's been jumping a tarpon about once a week back there, just slow trolling through the canal systems. He's been dragging little Rapalas and little Yozuris behind the boat and jumping at least one a week. They said other than that, it's just been one snook here, one snook there, very slow.
Okay.
Basically normal for this time of year.
Yep. The west wall.
Oh, a lot of snook over on that side, quite a few redfish. The redfish are on the lower slot size and under. Most of them are at the mouths of the canals, both the snook and the redfish.
Creeks.
Mouths of the creeks. Anywhere where there's a deeper drop-off and good moving water has been the main thing. And they're catching them on a variety of things, from shrimp to cut bait to artificials. So it's worth trying all the above.
But you got to have that moving water.
Yeah, moving water and closer to deep water access seems to be the key element there. So it's not bad.
How deep is deep water here?
Anything over 2 feet.
Okay.
Just enough for it to cool down just a little bit or to get away from a predator. Like a blue heron.
Right, which can easily take one of those 20-inch redfish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people don't believe that, but it's amazing the size of the food that a blue heron can actually take and swallow. Had a kingfisher flying behind the house the other day. He was zipping back and forth up and down the canal a couple different times. It was pretty cool. Don't see those very often.
They're always fun to watch.
They are. They're a neat bird.
Unless you have a camera in your hand.
Yeah.
In which case, they're one of the most frustrating things in the world.
Oh, I can only imagine. It's
so much easier to slow them down with a shotgun than with that camera.
This is true. Very true.
Please don't shoot the kingfishers.
No, don't do that.
Cape Hayes Bar.
Cape Hayes Bar. A few ladyfish. Some Spanish mackerel. Very few Spanish mackerel, but some. And then a couple guys have been catching a handful of blue runners over there, too. Other than that, no trout, plenty of flipper.
No sharks?
Nope, no sharks over there. Tell you, ever since that river popped up, they just kind of...
No snook, no redfish?
Very few. Nope. None of the above. That rain definitely changed things out there, without a doubt. Or not rain, but the river flow from the rain.
Okay, turtle and bull bays.
Oh, let's see. There is a lot of redfish and snook in there. The reds are scattered. There's a couple small schools in there, and then there's a lot of fish just up under the bushes. All of your snook are pretty much in the bushes. Haven't heard of much for legal size snook, but the redfish have been from legal size to oversized. And they're all cut bait, shrimp, artificials. Seems like they're Not super picky. They're eating all the above. White bait if you can find it. Pinfish and pigfish if you can find them. So they're kind of getting into that fall kind of feeding program where they're kind of taking a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yep. How's your pinfish supply in the shop, Ben?
Right now, terrible. It'll be another about 10 days to 2 weeks before we get more back in.
Okay.
Yep. They go quick.
I totally understand it. They're going to be able to start supplying you more frequently, hopefully, here?
They're working on it. It's starting to get a little bit better. They're having a hard time finding help. Very hard time finding help.
Well, and as we talked about, this is an experimental process that they're using anyway, so.
Right. Yep.
When you're trying to ramp up production, it always takes a minute.
It does.
It's not like we're printing them on a 3D printer back there.
And even those take a minute.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
I got nothing. No reports from them at all.
No reports. Ooh, I even spelled reports right.
Hey, good job.
That's my policy. If I spell reports wrong,
little silver star.
The first time I try to type it, then I just leave it, and then I copy paste it for no reports. So 1 week we had no repopes the whole way through.
Nice.
Yep. It's just my method of self-flagellation.
Cute.
Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, let's see. They're getting redfish and snook all along the bushes there in Wooden Creek and the backside of Three Sisters. Some trout. A lot of ladyfish. Been a couple of sharks mixed in. Bull shark. Sharp nose. Black nose. A couple bonnet heads. What else have been getting back in there? That's about it. Okay. That would be my personal choice of places to go fish right now, though, if I was looking for kind of a good mixed bag of stuff.
No tarpon?
I haven't heard of any tarpon this week. Last week they were in there, but this week I haven't heard of anything.
Okay. Now, in all my typing, did you mention the trouts at all?
Yeah.
What did you say about them?
I think I said trout. I don't
remember. You may have, but
they're out on more of the open flats, but they're behind the Three Sisters, around Sandfly, and the Pelican, White Pelican Island, whatever you want to call that.
I usually just call it Birdshit Key. That's what everybody calls it. So.
I just call it the White Pelican Island.
You can call it that.
Well, people are familiar with that because there's 27 different bird shit.
That's true. But there's no white pelicans on it right now, which makes it difficult to identify.
Right. That's true. But it keeps people on their toes.
Let's see. Let's make it a good description. The tiny island where all the white pelicans gather in winter.
Yes, that island. Works out fine.
Okay.
Basically right around Sandfly. This is pretty close to that.
Too bad I can't tell. Spell Sandfly.
No.
Nope.
Probably spell Soulfly.
Oh, jeez, I had 4 tries to get it right.
Just all thumbs today,
huh? Just going to cut my fingers off and replace them with sausages. Be better off. Placida. Placida Pier, the Trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Okay. Snook at night.
Keepers?
Yep. Been a couple keepers caught. Whole lot of little ones. There's been a couple of oversized redfish caught there. There has been some Spanish mackerel sporadically from the sandbar bridge all the way out through the little Gasparilla Pass. What else they got going on there? A lot of little snapper. Whole lot of little snapper. So they're doing okay. Wouldn't say it's great, but it's still probably my best choice for bridge fishing.
Okay.
Just because everything else has been wonky. No, the water temperature dropped quite a bit out there, but still hasn't turned the fishing on to great. Just good to okay.
Well, we're waiting for it to drop a few more degrees.
Yes.
I mean, we were looking at it this morning. It was almost 90 in the Cape Coral canals.
That's pretty warm.
Lemon Bay.
Well, let's see. Lemon Bay.
Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mountain Park.
Couple schools of redfish. Been quite a few snook. Pretty much all of them are small. But they're catching some individual redfish underneath a lot of docks on both the island side and the mainland side. Most of those are being caught on cut bait. So, they're doing fair. And then there has been a handful of trout out there on some of the flats as you get up closer towards Stump Pass. That was from the Inglewood Fishing Club the other night when we did the talk there.
Okay. How'd that go?
Wasn't bad. There was 33, 35 people, something like that. I like that club. It's nice, laid back, good people.
Okay, redfish, snook, trout, anything else?
Nope.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Scrolling on, the Anger Pier.
Carry on. I got no report from there.
Okay. So you're going to have no reports for a while. According to this release from Charlotte County, as of September 18th, the Anger Pier is closing for revetment repairs, and the project is anticipated to be completed in 60 days.
Revetment?
Revetment. I don't know. It's a big word.
It's a weird word.
You want to look it up? Let's find out.
No.
No, now I have to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't understand it. Never heard it before, to be honest with you.
A facing of impact-resistant material, such as stone, concrete, sandbags, or wooden piles, applied to a bank or wall in order to absorb the energy of incoming water and protect it from erosion.
Yeah. Still sounds like
now
a made-up
word. Now do you understand?
Sounds like a made-up word.
It's a useful word.
It is. It's a weird word, though.
Okay, make a note here, the pier is closing September 18th for about 60 days.
I just think it's funny, it takes them 60 days to do that, and yet I saw something the other day where a big chunk of road had collapsed with like a sinkhole kind of thing in Japan, and it was at like a 4-5 point intersection, and it literally was like the size of the intersection, it looked like. It said only in Japan, and it was like today, and then it was like 5 days later, and it was completely fixed and everything.
Well, look, this is all about how fast do you need to get it done.
It's all about bureaucracy and bullcrap.
Well, but look how fast they got the bridge back out to Sanibel taken care of. Look how quickly they had vehicles getting back out onto Pine Island after
sure.
the hurricane came through and tore it up. So
sure.
it's a matter of how fast do you need to get it done.
Yeah, but then, but it's still funny because it'll still take them projects that takes them a year, 2 years, 3 years, and it went from 1.2 million to 1.8 million to finally get it done because of whatever. You know, it's a joke.
Is there still a curmudgeon club here in Charlotte County?
Yes, there is.
I think maybe you should consider.
Well, you're the president of it. You're going to allow me to be the VP of it? You got room to talk there, Sizzle Chest.
Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling.
Oh, let's see. That's been good. The trolling's been terrible, but the overall fishing has been good. 15 to 20 miles, a lot of lane snapper, a few yellowtail and mangrove snapper.
Now you're going to have to slow down a little bit here.
I know.
You know how you get like this where you just zip right through it, then I don't have a clue what I was talking about. 15 to 20 miles, there's what?
Lanes.
Uh-huh.
Mangroves.
Uh-huh.
Yellowtail.
Uh-huh.
And some grunts and porgies.
Oh, jeez.
And a whole lot of undersized grouper.
They're out of season anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Undersized red grouper. You know, that's been okay, and then okay to good. But then going out, if you're willing to travel out 45 to 70 miles, unbelievable. I mean, some of the reports I've been getting on red snapper, I mean, red snapper up to basically 20 pounds. Gag grouper up to 30 pounds. And good numbers of gag grouper. A couple guys got some black grouper. A couple guys got some scamp. That one guy got that giant beeliner and just went again. Vermilion. Man, that's just stupid. It's there, and then it's like it's gone. But it was big. I mean, it was 5 pounds, 6 pounds, something like that. I forget what he said, but it was a stud. Even showed it to Frank, and he was impressed. He hadn't seen one that big before. So it was cool. They also got a couple scamp. They did actually catch a couple pelagics. I take that back. They did catch a couple blackfin tuna out there mixed in with some bonita.
Well, now I have to change the whole intro here.
No, you don't. You do not.
All right. Blackfin.
You just say, I forgot.
And bonita.
Yeah.
I wrote Bob Nita.
That's nice.
Okay. Blackfin tuna and bonita where?
Out there 50, 60 miles. I'm sure the bonita are in closer, just nobody's talking about them. This is just the time of year. Heck, they're 20, 25 miles out sometimes.
Yeah,
I've seen them in 8 miles. But just haven't heard of anybody talking about them. Most people don't realize there's always a possibility of some other good pelagic mixed in with them, especially tuna. But this time of year, it's not unusual to have big bull reds mixed in with them, too.
True enough.
Yep. But nope, those are just bonita. Keep going. Keep driving. We don't need to mess with them.
Okie doke. So we got all the snappers here.
Yep.
I don't see button snapper anyone here. You want to throw that in?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, not at all. Because I didn't hear of any.
Cubera?
Nope.
No?
Didn't hear of any.
All right, fine. The Venice jetties.
Some Spanish mackerel. A few whiting. There's been some tarpon swimming by. One guy did hook one the other day. And then basically those same little midget mafia up there of shark fishermen with their trolley rigs blocking the whole end of the pier. I guess they're back at it again.
This says the Venice jetties.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brain just went. Sorry, well, heard Venice and then
yeah,
just.
Yeah, we don't actually have one for the Venice pier.
Oh, okay.
We should probably include it.
I just don't get a ton of reports from it. It's sporadic.
I understand.
Plus, they don't follow their own rules there, which is the frustrating part. You know, sign says whatever, no shark fishing, so many poles. They don't enforce any of their own rules at all. At all. So the Venice jetties, Spanish mackerel. some snook at night. What else did I hear about? A couple whiting. That's it. The one guy actually caught a couple whiting to try to use for some snook bait once it got dark. He was unsuccessful.
I see.
But he did see a couple big snook swimming along the rocks.
Did anybody mention if the South Jetty has opened again?
They did not.
Okay.
And neither one of them specified with where they were fishing there.
Gotcha. Okay. I have not seen anything that said the South Jetty was open yet, but then again, they might not actually send out a release or anything.
Yeah.
Might have to physically go look.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine.
Maybe I can look it up here.
You probably could.
I'm going to try.
Are you?
Yeah. Just, you know, to provide the customer service. You talk about something else while I figure it out.
Oh, okay. Talk about all the fishing and how the beach fishing has been weird since the storm, but yet still pretty good in some areas.
You could talk about that.
Yeah, but we're not to that spot yet, so why should I talk about that?
Because you have to talk about something while I try to figure
this out. Then
you're
going
to
yell at me for getting ahead of the game.
I'm going to yell at you anyway. That was the whole point of this.
That's true. That is true. But no, I mean, September is always like a very hard, weird month, unfortunately. And it's just the norm, you know, that much is normal. The unnormal part is some of the species of fish that are normally good in September definitely are not. You know, we had the crabs flowing through the pass like it was June, and that was all in August. We had, about 10 days of crabs flowing through there pretty heavily?
Something like that.
You know, and now, last night, Christina saw three big blue crabs on the dock, hanging out on the pilings. She ended up netting one. And he was probably 5.5 inches point to point.
It's a decent size one.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. What else? I know we're coming up to middle of September, so it's that time of year where you want to start thinking about or preparing your rods for hopefully possibly a king season, because there's like zero numbers of red tide out there anywhere along the Gulf.
Yep, absolutely not.
It's not even reading background concentrations, it's reading zero.
Yep.
Which is a good thing. It's a very good thing. So.
All right, so according to this story from 2 days ago, they're hoping to have the parking lot reopened by late next week, but the walkway on the jetty will be closed for longer because there are some boulders that shifted and some additional hazards that will require some additional work.
Oh, okay.
So, might be a minute.
It might be another 7 months.
It might be. Let's just close all the piers and land-based fishing spots so nobody has any place to go.
Yeah. Basically.
That'll be a good idea.
Yeah. It'll be brilliant.
Yeah, and then we wonder why people are going to fish where there's the no fishing sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jackasses.
Don't stand here. I'm going to stand right here.
All right.
Yes.
Punta Rasa.
Nothing.
Redfish Pass.
Nothing.
Captiva Pass.
Got no report from there. None.
Boca Grande Pass.
Spanish mackerel, a few tarpon rolling, let's see, what else, a lot of snook along the surf line, right there on the Boca side and the Cayo Costa side, and then they also caught a couple of oversized redfish, and a handful of whiting, and one guy did catch a bonnet head, and from what I heard, he was all excited because he kept yelling it was a hammerhead, and once they explained to him what it was, he says, that's not a bonnet head, that's a shovel nose.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, okay.
They're not the same thing.
That makes you feel more manly.
They're different. They didn't catch no bonnet fish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
The tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
Decent numbers? Reasonable numbers? Realistic numbers? Or just...
People are seeing some reasonable and realistic numbers out there. Just nobody's fishing them. That's the funny part. Just nobody out there fishing. Same way with the Spanish mackerel. The guy said that it was that was the other thing. And I know we talked about it last weekend, I'm pretty sure. But there was like the feeding frenzy going on with the ladyfish, some Spanish mackerel, bluefish, kind of the whole gamut. I guess the same guy saw it again on the Cayo Costa side, just on the inside, almost to Quarantine Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
He said it lasted about 45 minutes. They caught several ladyfish, got bit off a couple different times, and then just carried on because they had so much fun doing it the weekend before. They wanted to go see if they could find something else.
I see. Something else.
Something else.
Leaf fish.
Yep, exactly. That's your kiss of death right there.
We do it. And, you know, the thing is, sometimes we do that. You know, when we're doing the fish coach thing, a lot of times... we need to go because we have a lot of ground that we're trying to cover. So we frequently end up doing that, is leaving fish to find fish. But I always tell them, well, don't do this when you're out here fishing on your own. When you get on the fish, you keep fishing until they stop.
Yep.
So.
Definitely.
That's the smart thing to do.
It is.
Or until your arms fall off, whichever happens first. Walk in the Gulf beaches.
It's not a bad way.
Now we're at that point where you can talk about what's been biting in the surf. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, a lot of little snook. Been some slot-sized fish being seen, just not caught. Some whiting. A couple of jacks. A couple of Spanish mackerel. What else? A lot of little bait thieves. You know, there's been a lot of little lizard fish and I'm assuming pinfish, because a lot of guys that are using shrimp and also cut bait, they just can feel it getting just obliterated. So, but they're doing fair out there.
You know, I have found that a lot of those bait stealers are baby catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you should be happy that they're stealing your bait instead of actually getting hooked. Because you know how I am. I'm not averse to throwing a teeny tiny hook out there and seeing what these things actually are. And there are a lot more little catfish on the beach than you would think.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know how you see the adult and teenager size catfish up in the harbor,
mm-hmm.
but you hardly ever see the babies?
Yeah.
I think the babies live out in the nearshore Gulf.
I just hardly ever hear of them being caught on the reefs.
They're tiny. They're wee. I mean, these are little catfish. These are under 6-inch catfish for the most part that I see there at the beach. Every now and then, yeah, you see some bigger ones, some adult-sized ones, but I catch a lot of those little tiny guys on little tiny hooks out there. So,
okay.
I think that's what we're
try that again.
What we're seeing with a lot of our bait thieves. I don't know if they bite out at the reefs. I don't know if they live out that far. They may just hang out in the surf zone.
Right. Be curious to see, though. Be interesting.
And, of course, they sting, too.
Yes, very well. Very well.
They don't grow into it.
No.
Matt Lachey area. Indian Fields.
Got no reports down there.
Smokehouse Bay.
No reports.
Matt Lachey Bridge. Fishingest bridge in the world.
Right.
No reports?
No reports.
Okay.
Got nothing from down in that area.
That's all right. It's not the fishingest bridge anymore.
Right.
The old bridge was the fishingest bridge. The
right.
north end of Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat, Mondongo, and Patricio Associated Islands.
Down there by Captiva Rocks. They've been getting a few trout and a couple of redfish. And then fishing their way up along the backside of the island, basically. Well, not the backside, but the backside of the intercoastal.
Where is the backside of the intercoastal? Is it the east side or the west side?
I would say it's the west side of Pine Island.
Okay.
That would be my guess. But trout, redfish, bunches of snook, but most of them are undersized. A couple of black nose, a couple of sharp nose, a nurse shark, or AKA Nerf.
Nerf.
We'll call it a Nerf shark.
Nerf shark.
Yep. They've been getting that. What else? That's about it.
We're going to call that assorted small to medium sharks.
There you go. That works.
Okie dokie. Anything else to report down there?
Nope.
Moving on. Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
A few trout, a few Spanish mackerel. And that's it.
All right. Oh, so now that I'm typing it, I see that's the exact same report as last week.
Yeah, pretty much. Cut and paste.
Very good. Well, I could have if I'd have realized. Burnt store in Two Pines.
A few redfish. And a lot of little undersized snook.
Little undersize.
Yeah. Small.
Okay. The redfish, are they schooled up still, or has that school broken up?
I'm sure they're down there. I just haven't been hearing about the school at all down there. Wouldn't surprise me if they're still there.
So maybe schooling, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not. That's exactly it.
Maybe, maybe. The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Redfish. Small snook. A few juvenile tarpon. And then there's been assorted little tiny pockets or schools of ladyfish up and down the entire shoreline, just on top of the bar and just outside of the bar. Did you see them when you were down there yesterday or day before yesterday?
Yep. Saw them, fished them, had fun with them.
There you go. Little group here, little group there.
Yeah, and they kept moving around and the birds were out there with them. We kept looking to see if there were any tarpon or anything in with them. And
right.
There was not.
No. Yeah, tarpon suck.
They do. We also did a little bit of informal grass sampling to see how it looked, and unfortunately the grass that we found was not in very good condition at all.
Really?
There was a little bit of manatee grass that looked okay, but most of the other grass looked like it was all dying off, and there was a lot of that green filamentous algae down there on the bottom.
Yeah, there's a lot of it around.
Yep. We were not happy to see that.
No.
And that was around Whorehouse Point and south on the other side, south of Alligator Creek.
It's been coming through our canal every now and then. The other night we couldn't even get any cast in without having to peel some off.
Yep.
A little annoying, and that was on both tides.
Great.
Yeah.
Speaking of Alligator Creek, that's where we're at now. Gator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
0-0, no reports.
Okay. No reports.
Makes that one quick and easy.
Ponce de Leon Park.
A couple of black drum, a couple of snook, a couple of guys supposedly poaching snook. What else going on there? That's about it. I haven't even heard of any little snapper over there, but I know they're there. Just nobody said anything. But that's one of those few spots where I can have a pretty good confidence that you're going to catch a few if you work it right.
Well, they're there anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always there.
Yeah.
They're there. PGI canals and associated areas.
Well, a lot of small snook. A few juvenile tarpon. Some small schools of black drum. Yeah, and that's about it. Nothing too exciting. Kind of like me. Not too exciting.
Not too exciting.
Pretty boring, bland.
Just a little dull.
A little?
Gilchrist Pier.
Nothing. No report at all there.
It's getting to be a habit. Alligator Creek Reef.
It is. But we knew that. This time of year, it's always like that.
Yep.
Alligator Reef, the only thing I've heard about is a couple of Spanish mackerel, and there has been some adult tarpon on it here and there.
We didn't even go look.
No.
Nope.
Peg Leg found him the one day, and then he went back out the next day and goose egged. So there wasn't anything.
The 20-foot holes.
A few tarpon, lots of catfish, and every now and then a bigger shark. But overall, that's slow. I don't know what's going on with all that out there. They're just frustrating as all get-go.
The baitfish reports.
Yeah, that's been tough. The only ones I know of that have been getting bait have been running all the way down to Boquilla or Devilfish area. And even then, it's been small. Unless you want to use a little needlefish or houndfish.
Okay. There's
been quite a few of those around everywhere.
So you need a quarter-inch net?
Yeah. Yeah. And guys have been catching some pinfish out there in their pinfish traps, but most of them are taking them offshore. Especially since most of them are on the little bit bigger side for inside. Unless you're looking for that really big snook or redfish.
How about cut pinfish?
I'm sure that works fine. I just haven't heard of anybody using it this week.
And where are we trapping pinfish?
Down along the intercoastal. They aren't finding anything up on this end. One guy usually sets his trap somewhere between the burnt store or between Pirate Harbor and Alligator Creek, and he said it's been super, super slow. If it sits out there for 12 hours, he's catching maybe a couple dozen pinners.
Ugh.
Which, by the time he pays for his gas and all the frustration, he'd be better off buying them if we had them.
Hearing about any threadies?
Nope. I know there's been some out there, but I haven't heard of any like good groupings or areas.
How about bait offshore?
Just right along the beaches, it's all a lot of little stuff. Very, very little stuff. Which is fine, I guess, if you want to chum. But I don't see a reason for it.
Okay, the freshwater report. Canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, and whatever you got. Bathtubs, horse troughs.
Got nothing. I have not had any feedback on the freshwater part of it.
Okay. Come on, guys. Do better.
Right.
The tarpon reports. Now, we've talked about a couple times that this should be when we should see things picking up. You know, but we're at the halfway point in September, and it's not.
Not at all.
What's going on here?
They're just proving us wrong.
Again?
It's all in spite. They're just being spiteful little...
like they needed to do it one more time.
Yes.
Come on.
No, it's been tough. I mean, they're catching them out there in 20-foot holes and in 12 to 15 feet of water on the east side and the west side, but you're working really, really hard at it, and they're hitting ladyfish and bait busters, but you're still... There's nothing that seems to be... They're not in any one pattern or in one area for very long. They're just constantly moving, and there's only like five guys that have been out there regularly chasing them. So, just weird.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem. There's only five guys out there chasing them.
Uh-huh. Usually that's the best part about this month is that there's nobody really chasing them, so you have more happy fish.
Yeah, but if you had more anglers, you might have more consistency in the reports.
Oh, yeah. There are definitely more consistencies in the reports. But I can't change the weather. I can't do any of that stuff, so we'll just deal with it the way it is.
And the fish in the pass?
The fish in the pass, same thing. They're showing themselves, but nobody's really hooking any.
Are they trying?
One guy was. He's not a very good pass fisherman. But he was trying anyway.
Okay. And any fish off the beach?
No. Just those couple, but nothing.
And anybody having success with the juvenile tarpon?
No. Not at all. They're just there to frustrate you. Like I said, they took the place of the mullet. Just something to frustrate you. Look, there they are. Nothing. Hand grenade. Nothing.
Okay. So I'm guessing we don't need the map. boy.
Right. It's tough.
Yep, it's tough. Okay, speaking of tough, it's going to be tough the next couple weeks to get fishing reports out of you.
Yeah.
You're going where again? Off on your world travels?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least it gives us something to talk about when you get back.
It will.
So, okay. And so when will that be?
When I get back?
Uh-huh.
The 30th.
So, that means two whole
two
weeks.
Sundays from tomorrow.
Two
we'll be back.
Whole weeks without... Oh, boy.
You'll survive without me.
I don't know. Well, I'll survive, yes, but, you know, will the people who need their fishing reports survive without you? Any chance we can sucker somebody else into doing a fishing report?
I think you should talk to Frank.
Yeah? See if he wants to do a little place-by-place action?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's probably going to have to be in here a lot more with you out.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to be hearing a little more, too.
Good.
Yeah. That would be nice. Get him back into the swing of things.
He needs to get back in the swing of things every now and then.
Yeah, I think so. It's been too long since we've heard him on the radio.
Yeah.
So...
Be good for his heart.
All right.
Or mental capacity, anyway.
I'll harass him and see how it goes. Hopefully, he'll be in a good mood.
Sounds perfect. I like it.
So, anything else to add to this report, sir?
Nothing.
All right. Well, if you've got nothing else, then just say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.